We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome back once again Midge Mathis and Richard Lighthouse from Targeted Justice on TM Radio this evening. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. If you would like to listen to Kevin Annett at 6 p.m. Sunday evenings, he can be found at bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. For those of you who are following it, the Schumann resonance has gone crazy. Friday, it was 158. Today, it is 74 hertz. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz. Okay, now for our very special guests, Midge Mathis and Richard Lighthouse. Midge, why don't you go ahead?
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having us on again.
I'd like to say
hi to everyone. And how are you doing?
I'm being attacked, but I am doing well.
Good to hear.
And what's new with Targeted Justice?
Well, gosh, we have a lot of stuff that's new. We have a lot of new things on the website. We did our October rally in Washington, D.C., which turned out to be a great success. I want to thank everyone who attended. It was just amazing to see so many people and to meet them and to get to know them, and I was just truly overwhelmed with excitement. And I was quite very proud of how we conducted everything and how we went about blanketing the D.C. area with protests with different groups, and I really truly feel like it was a great success. So we have not stopped. And I think Richard can speak more to that, but we're doing a lot of different things.
Great. I'm still getting emails on it. Go ahead, Richard.
No, I started to say, yeah, I want to echo Midge's statements. We feel like the Washington, D.C. Targeted protest 2019 was very successful. We've had a lot of positive feedback, lots of questions. We've got lots of new members sign up. And I think it's generated a lot of talk. Certainly, this is the first time anyone's put together something this large for the targeted community in Washington, D.C. We're very pleased with it. We're looking forward to doing something similar next year. And we're looking at congressional calendars now, and we'll have out on the website soon. So we'll plan on something near the end of September, first part of October. And just stay tuned. As soon as we confirm that up, we'll let everyone know it'll be on the website. So one thing I wanted to add is that tomorrow, 10 December, is United Nations Human Rights Day. So very important. We are supporting Human Rights Day with our call campaign this month, Targeted Justice Call Campaign. We've got a number of email addresses and access points for United Nations and international human rights groups on our website. If you go to the tab that's titled What You Can Do, and you click under that, you'll see the call campaign. We've got lots of references there. We encourage, especially tomorrow is Human Rights Day. That's a big deal. So we'd like for everybody to make an effort tomorrow to contact several human rights organizations and tell them your own story. Refer them to Targeted Massachusetts and Targeted Justice, and let folks know what's going on. We've been getting the word out, getting folks aware, raising awareness for people that are not in the TI community is critically important. So tomorrow is a great opportunity for folks to take advantage of that.
We have Constance from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm sure she wants to ask you a question. I will just pose it to the both of you. Go ahead, okay. Constance.
Okay. Hi, Mitch. Hi, Richard. I'm glad you brought that to my attention, that tomorrow is Human Rights Day. I will definitely be doing something that day. Tomorrow, making sure that I do something tomorrow. I'm so proud, and hopefully I'll get to the next rally. I'm going to mute now.
I met Constance yesterday at an Arizona meeting. And I want to tell you something. She is one brave lady. She is blind, and her daughter is handicapped, and she is being hit by these directed energy weapons. And it
made me really angry. These creatures know no bounds.
And I'll tell you what, she's out there every Saturday with the group that has been protesting. Constance is out there with her daughter.
Okay, we have Catherine from New Jersey. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, I'm new. This is my first time. I've been dealing with targeted individual for about 3 years. I've had a hard time trying to get in touch with anyone that I can actually communicate with. So I'm new to all of this. And being able finally to talk to someone, I've not been able to talk to anyone who has been dealing with the same thing that I have been dealing with. I'm dealing with this 24/7, under surveillance 24/7, being stalked, tracked by government helicopters and airplanes. And I live alone, so... and when you're trying to tell someone your situation, they really don't believe you because it's outside the norm. But I'm surviving. My faith is what's been keeping me surviving, keeping my head above water. And the one thing I'm not a weak-minded person, so you have to be strong in order to deal with something like this, especially when you have no one to support you.
You know, one of the best things I could suggest, and I understand where you're coming from because I've been there, is that you need to go to the calls. There are a lot of great calls that you can go to for support so you can get to know other people in the community. And I can just speak from experience that once I started doing that, things got better for me because then you're interfacing and you're doing a networking system with people who will understand what you're going through. So I would suggest go to Frank's call after this and start interfacing and getting to know folks in the community. It will be just wonderful. So give it a try.
Okay. Thank you very much, Catherine. Mm-hmm. We have Margaret from Georgia, whom we've been expecting. Go ahead, Margaret. Yeah, she's actually calling us from D.C. Go ahead,
right.
Margaret.
There's a group of women there right now. Oh, it might be her phone.
Yeah, I think we lost her.
Okay. Well, there's a group of women in D.C. who have decided to go back, and I'm just so proud of everyone. We have two reps from Targeted Justice and other women who decided to go back and make themselves heard, and they're going to different meetings, and they're addressing the Patriot Act. So my hat's off to everyone. So there are a lot of people doing great things.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, we just did a show on the Patriot Act, and I called it the Treason Act.
So, anyhow, I want to address a couple of things that Targeted Justice has been doing recently, because we're always thinking about the community moving forward. So our membership has been growing. We're closer to, like, now 3,000 members, and it has not slowed down. I'm just really grateful to Margaret, who has been helping us do that. She's been doing a terrific job. So we've heard from a lot of people since the rally. And I think, Richard, our stats are still quite high on the website, that things are going well there, correct?
Yes, we Targeted Justice continues to be the most visible website in the TI community. I was taking a look at that last night. So we've got a listing of TI websites worldwide. If you go to our contacts and organizations tab, which is under the home tab, you'll see a list of more than 50 websites that are worldwide that try to support and help the TI community globally. So I recommend that. We encourage people to not just look at the Targeted Justice website, but we encourage you to look at other ones as well. So that's certainly very helpful. The most important thing, if I can quickly add, we had a very significant addition to our website recently, and that's what I call the FBI PERT manual. It's basically a secret, a classified secret document, which we found online under TheIntercept.com. It was put out by a whistleblower in 2015, and it's basically the manual used by the FBI to recruit, train, task, and pay all of the gang stalkers and perps, what most people in the TI community call perps. So if they're paid perps, this is they go by this manual, the FBI manual. Interestingly enough, the Inspector General just put out a report saying that the FBI was not following the manual. It's called Confidential Human Source Policy Guide, and it's a secret classified document. You'll find that on our website. Very, very important addition. Will be very helpful in the courtroom. And if anybody's considering a solo lawsuit or submitting information, legal information, you want to include this document. Very, very important document. So just wanted to add that, because I do feel like it's one of the most important documents we've found so far.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Margaret is back. I guess she got booted. Go ahead, Margaret. Okay, Chris from Las Vegas, go ahead.
Good evening, Madge and Frank, and of course, Richard from Targeted Justice. A couple of different points I think might be salient and relevant to the topic at hand, and I think maybe this could be perhaps an even more publicity generating to focus the problem of targeted individuals from your site. And I think if you were to perhaps give President Trump an honorary membership to Targeted for Justice and perhaps for Targeted in Michigan, because he is obviously a targeted individual like the rest of us. He is being targeted by the Democrat Party and the Soros groups and the Clinton gang and Nancy Pelosi and the Zionist cabal, and they're trying to assassinate him using illegal warfare processes and have been doing it since before he came into office. So he's been gang stalked himself.
Well, yeah, yes, that's one of the highest targets, yeah.
Well, and this particular witch hunt that they're doing right now, you talked about this PERP manual. I am reasonably sure, based on Occam's razor, that the left-wing extreme prosecutors of America and perhaps other countries have a secret playbook themselves. And what they're using on Trump at this very time is the prosecutorial trick of cherry-picking evidence, starting in the middle of a case rather than the beginning. And everybody knows that everything starts at the beginning, not in the middle. And they're trying to isolate the conversation of Trump with the Ukraine, which was predicated upon the CrowdStrike and other nefarious activities by Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Mitt Romney's son, or Mossad Mitt, and, of course, Nancy Pelosi's son, and perhaps other deep state operatives' offspring in the shakedown extortion racket over in the Ukraine. And they're trying to obfuscate the fact that this started way back when, before Trump even decided to run for office, or maybe just afterwards, perhaps. And so when you understand these prosecution tactics that are so also known as barratry and pettifoggery, these treacherous tricks of the prosecutors, that's exactly what they're employing against Trump, and many times have been targeted individuals like myself. I've observed these very same tactics in a case that I've been drug into where they're trying to frame the blame on me, the victim. And so I'm very, very courtroom experienced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much. It's nice
thank
hearing
you,
from
absolutely.
You. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Frank, I want to talk about, we had now started a Patreon account, and people can become a sponsor of Targeted Justice through our Patreon account. It is on our website. And in addition to that, we have started a T-shirt store. People can order their Targeted Justice T-shirts. You can go to our website, or you can send me at Targeted Justice, P.O. Box 6655, Peoria, Arizona 85385. You can send in a check and let me know what size, and I'll send you your T-shirt. So, because we're trying to raise funds for a class action lawsuit. And, you know, we need everybody's help to do that.
Okay,
so,
for those of you who get our newsletter, the link for the T-shirts and a picture of the T-shirts exists in the newsletter, along with links to their affidavits. Okay, folks, we got to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening, Massachusetts. My name is Ben. Tonight, we welcome once again Midge Mathis and Richard Lighthouse from Targeted Justice on TM Radio. And due to the time element, we're going to get right back to them. Go ahead, Midge.
Okay, well, I also want to, you know, tell everyone that they can go to our website for a lot of new information, which is put up on a weekly basis. And one of the pieces of information that is very important is that if you feel like you are wrongfully targeted, you can report it to the House Oversight Committee. And their website is on our website. We try to make it very easy. All you have to do is go in there and click on the link. I also put all this information that we talk about on Twitter. Sometimes two and three times a week. This PERT manual that Richard Lighthouse has been talking about is very, very important. I encourage everyone to please go to our website and look at that, start talking about it, and familiarize yourself with this PERT manual. It is a key piece of evidence.
Okay, yeah, I absolutely. Fantastic. Go ahead, Richard.
No, I wanted to echo that statement by Midge. It is certainly one of the most important documents that we have, and it'll end up being key evidence in a courtroom. So, please take a look at and familiarize yourself with that. It's free. You can download it from the website. I also wanted to agree with Midge that we've got a lot of new information on the website. We've added sections under the gang stalking. We've added a lot of material and information on the implants. Under the medical tab on implants, Frank had mentioned earlier about the Larson report. I can't overstate how important that report is. Probably one of the best TI community reports that I've seen. It's almost 20 years old, but it's still relevant today, and the same NIH groups are involved, unfortunately. So we've got a lot of the current actors listed on the implants tab on our website. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. Something else I wanted to mention very quickly. I get a lot of questions about how to secure my doors and windows. And I did a little one-minute video on our website on how you can do that using an ordinary hash block. I've broken that down into a separate tab that's got a little more descriptors and some pictures. So if you've got security issues with doors and windows, please visit that tab on our website. We get lots of questions about that all the time. Everybody wants to feel secure inside their own home or apartment. So I encourage you to take a look at that.
Okay, well, that will be helpful because we have a lot of people calling in with break-in issues and lock cylinder issues, and no one has mentioned windows yet. So that's fantastic, a way to secure your windows.
Yes, and I've got pictures. I've got the Home Depot model numbers so that you can purchase it online. Or you can go to the store and pick up, but it gives you the model number, so you know exactly which one I'm talking about. They're fairly inexpensive and certainly worth your peace of mind and security when you're inside your house.
Yeah, and I'd just like to add that I think everyone knows this, but I'll mention it anyway. If you have a sliding door, when the door is closed, measure the distance of travel and cut a piece of 1-inch round stock and just slip it in that spot in the track, and it prevents anybody from opening the sliding door.
Yeah, good information.
Yeah, we've had Margaret on twice, and she is apparently not able to get through. But she certainly has tried.
Well, she's listening. Hi, Margaret.
Keep trying, Margaret. We'll get you on.
I also want to say that thank you to Frank for helping me bundle some of the UN questionnaires that we sent to Niles Meltzer, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture. We had a lot of people who sent their questionnaires in to us, and my computer stopped working, and so Frank was very helpful in helping me complete that task. And so thank you very much, Frank, for the community and for myself. Niles Meltzer is the UN Rapporteur who is trying to get the word out about Julian Assange and his torture. And so he is very active, trying to tell the truth about what is happening, not only to Julian Assange, but to us as well. He has done this before, where he has tried to help us and tell our truth. So I just want to thank him publicly for bringing the focus of our plight, and that torture is illegal. High treason, actually.
Yes, it is. I hear a commercial looming in the background. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Station ID. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. Get the tea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Tonight, we welcome once again Midge Mathis and Richard Lighthouse from Targeted Justice on TM Radio. Okay, Midge, we'll give it right back to you. I don't see Margaret yet. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wanted to just take notice that, you know, all of a sudden people are now talking about more about the RFID chips, that's radio frequency identification, and that people are being implanted non-consensually. And of all people to report this last week was Allure magazine. First they talked about how animals are implanted, and they segue into what's happening to humans. Well, that just was kind of surprising to me that that would, you know, of all places, come from a magazine for women. So I have that posted on Twitter as well. And then at the same time, someone sent to me a message that the homeless in Austin, Texas, is now being implanted with RFID chips before they can receive any benefits. And there's video out showing a homeless man talking about it. And then Alex Jones is going to be doing a live surgical removal of an implant this week on his show. So this is encouraging to me, as well as others, I think, that this is now coming to light. I mean, there's a lot of good things that have come out this last year that were like conspiracy theories, and no longer are they conspiracy theories. And I can click them off, you know, the deep state, targeted individuals. I mean, people kind of hushed that up a little bit, but now we can just put it out there, and it's being, we're being believed. And so we can just go on down the list, and this is very exciting. So I do believe that all of our efforts are paying off.
Okay, we have Shauna from Oklahoma. Looks like. Go ahead, Shauna.
Oh, hi. I was just calling in for this.
Oh, okay. You've got the wrong line. I'm sorry.
No, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, one person that wanted to ask a question is now somebody that's listening. So, it's,
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, Richard, do you have any more you want to say?
Yeah, I had a couple of, from our latest news, a couple of announcements that I think are helpful that I can pass on. One of the things that we like to recommend, that I've been recommended for a while, is three-step, whenever you're having phone call with another targeted individual, we're aware that the NSA illegally records and surveils. That does not mean we consent. So it's very important that you don't end up in a courtroom where the judge says, well, you knew the NSA was recording everything, therefore you consented. So it's very important to make it clear you do not consent. So it's kind of a if or then trap. So here's the statement I like to use. You can come up with your own. Well, I say it: one, I do not consent to the illegal surveillance or recording of this call. Two, I do not waive my constitutional rights. And three, if a FISA warrant was obtained, then it was obtained fraudulently, just like the Steele dossier. So those three statements can be very helpful in a courtroom setting for you if your phone calls get brought up. So I suggest that. You can certainly come up with your own statement along those lines, but that's something that I recommend for all targeted individuals when you're having a phone call to discuss TI issues, or with your doctor or your lawyer. With your lawyer, you want to say, attorney-client privilege seeking legal advice, and that gives you a good deal of protection in the call. So that's important. The other thing I wanted to mention, we have posted that we are looking for research help. We've got a tab on Targeted Justice talking about some of the specific subjects that we need help getting research on. I encourage you to take a look at that, and you can send us an email. And we're always looking for help in that area. So please check that out for those of you that have some free time and want to help the TI community. So one more little tidbit of information. I got this from a TI here in Houston today. I was told that if you ask Google Assistant, I don't use the Google Assistant, but I was told that if you ask Google Assistant what is a targeted individual, it will reply that it will give you the definition of a targeted individual, and it cites targetedjustice.com. So I thought that's very helpful that Google has decided to default to our definition of what is a TI. So something helpful from an unlikely source.
I think that's great. Alexa will next be doing it, right?
I hope so.
I find that to be very humorous. So that's
excellent. Yeah, actually, that is really great. And as everyone knows, Google is the primary search engine on this earth. And they have picked Targeted Justice. And I'd like to take this time to thank Midge and Richard for all their efforts that they have given thoughtlessly to the targeted community as just a matter of the way they are. They're great people. And
thanks,
they have
Frank.
A great, great organization.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. We don't talk about this too much, but I do want to mention that, you know, Judge Tringa, who declared that the terrorist watch list is unconstitutional, we did hand deliver a letter to Judge Tringa recently, and I'm very proud of that. We just want the community to know that we do not stop, and we do need help. So if there are people who would like to do volunteer work, please go to our website. Let us know. Shoot us an email. I do have a number of people that I will be calling in the next couple of days who have offered, so I have not forgotten about you.
just got a little busy with Thanksgiving and then met up with an Arizona group yesterday, which was very wonderful. So give me a couple of days, and I will get back to you.
Okay, we have Mike from Kentucky with some questions. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, fun stuff. I sent off replies as concerned citizen. Got Rand Paul's office to send me some kind of privacy disclosure notice so I could send them information about my story about being targeted. So I did, like, return receipt requested to him and Hal Rogers and Mitch McConnell. Never heard a thing. Didn't even get the receipt back. It just, poof, vanished in the mail. How is that not fraud?
Imagine that.
What do you
huh?
do, hand deliver this stuff? I mean, I've got documentation going back decades. I got witnesses going back into the late 90s, pre-Patriot Act. That's why they did retroactive immunity for these people. And they're lackey participants in the telephone industry. But this RFID stuff you're talking about, that Allure magazine says it's going to rock. You know, RFID's here, and it's going to rock. I looked that up when I heard you say that.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, they're selling us on it. They're trying to sell us on the idea. Oh, this is going to be for your convenience to be zapped everywhere you go. The thing a lot of people don't realize about those RFIDs is they basically... they're passive, and even when you're not being scanned, radio energy in that frequency range can charge up the capacitor, and when it reaches its capacitance, it spits out the number. So you can be walking around underneath all these lamp posts and different stuff, whether you're being scanned or not. If it's got a harmonic of that little ferrite rod and antenna with a copper wire coiled around it, it will charge that capacitor up, and you'll just be walking around all day being scanned or not. It's going to be spitting out radio energy. Years ago, and I can't find it, it's like it's been scrubbed from the internet. I saw a picture of a big hairy black tumor that had been pulled out of a pet. You know, it's trotting around somebody's house with all the Wi-Fi thermostat and Internet of Things stuff all over their house, and so that's what's going on. You know, sitting there going, bzz, bzz, bzz. And cancer forms on scar tissue. So those implants have an anti-migration tip on them, and this goes back. The first advertisement I saw was for horses, the ones in horses way back in the 1984, ominously enough. They're about twice as big as a grain of rice. They're like over half an inch long, and it has an anti-migration tip on the thing. When you inject it in, forms scar tissue around it. And so that scar tissue is going to get bombarded with the RFID energy, both when it's scanned and when it's spitting out its 18-digit number. I thought that was interesting, too.
Thank you.
Do you know that they are registered with the FCC because they have a frequency number? So what is happening, because many people have been scanned, and some of those are not being registered with the FCC, which is illegal. They also go through medical radio because they're medical devices.
So, well, there's no privacy on those, because if you can get them to scan and spit out the number, and when the database gets hacked, are they going to take out the old one? Heck no. How many of these are you going to end up with? I mean, 23andMe has been hacked, a whole bunch of stuff. Well, there's no internet security. That's the thing. Israel, boom, 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 they're inside everything. They got backdoor operating systems in the processors and processors within the processors. And they, you know, William Benny says they sold the technology or gave the technology away to Israel back in the 90s after the NSA developed it. They turned around, dressed it up, and sold it back to Boeing. And so now we've got these NARIS nodes everywhere, NARIS sessionizers and variant everywhere throughout the phone network, and it's sucking up everything. And so, no, I do not consent to any of this. I've been protesting it for 20-some years and, you know, being called conspiracy theorist and being socially shunned and all this stuff. You know, I would have thought that Snowden would have given me some street cred, but I'm still treated like crap by people that know me and know what I've been through. I don't understand it. I mean, I think, in a, you know, they're gonna, the people around me that I see are going to deserve everything that they've got coming because they will not even attempt to get in the way of it or send an email to anybody, no elected representatives. Notice to the agent is notice to the principal. That's in law. And so you notice your representatives, you do not consent to this. You know, it's like that, what's that TV show from England? Patrick, the prisoner. I will not be filed, stamped, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. Okay?
Right.
I don't know what you get, what you get from that.
I think it's Patrick McGowan. I think there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, that there are a lot of good people who are trying to help us. That's why we go to DC. That's why we're out there protesting. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We pass out flyers. There's a lot of great information on our website that you can go to fight back. And Richard Lighthouse, all his books that he writes about targeting are free. Just go download them. They're on our website. They're on his website. Free ebooks with a lot of helpful information. And, you know, yeah. I don't know anybody else who works for this.
Can we get into the courts? Can we get into the courts at all with any of this stuff? Electronic Frontier Foundation, to me, seems like a dang steam valve. They got thrown out back in March with the judge saying, well, the government's never going to acknowledge this evidence you've entered. And then they said, and then the judge said, you have to prove that you're damaged by this 702 activity of the Patriot Act that the government's doing. And, well, I can prove it.
Well,
I can prove a lot of stuff.
There have been several court cases that have been won, and unfortunately they have a gag order on them. But there have been many court cases, exactly. But what I'm saying is that no longer is all this a secret, okay? It's coming out. And so we all need to do our part to be activists for the community, not just ourselves, but for the community, to get the word out, to expose, and to demand that our civil rights be restored, that we are not getting pigs. We are not human getting pigs, and this is going to be stopped.
Yeah, I've contacted several lawyers that you would think would be interested. And, you know, even, I think, I'm sorry, what's the show host's name? I've emailed you before, Targeted Massachusetts.
Frank, right?
You've got my emails before. Yeah, you said my case was pretty interesting, if you remember. I contacted John Whitehead. John Whitehead has never contacted me back, like you suggested. I contacted William Benny, unless it's total fake email. He just said, at the same time he's bragging about suing the government, him and his lawyer in Pennsylvania both said, well, I don't practice law in Kentucky, or nobody's been able to find a lawyer to do this sort of stuff that you're talking about. I've got the screenshot of the LinkedIn profile where he emailed me back. I watched him for several days, and he was always active after 6 a.m. when he was in Germany. And so I sent him a message at 6 a.m. He replied to me by 11:30, and he said, oh, well, many have tried, but nobody can find a lawyer. And he's suing the government. So I have to wonder about William Benny. I mean, is he a steam valve doing a limited hangout, like some people accuse Snowden of, doing a little damage control?
I'd like to get back to targeted justice, if you don't mind. Cause that's
well, this, I am being targeted by this stuff. They've messed with my phones for 22 years. I mean, and they can screw with your, where you call somebody and they don't hear it ring, or you don't hear it ring.
Margaret,
are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Margaret. Great.
Hi, everybody. How's everything going?
Good. How about you?
We're doing great. We're getting ready for tomorrow. We've got several meetings lined up. We're very excited. We have more meetings this time than we've ever had. So we will be in a hearing on Wednesday that is all about the FISA. And there will be big media companies from all the big channels up here attending also. So we're very excited about this week, and we feel confident that this is going to be a week of impact for targeted individuals.
Oh, that's exciting, Margaret.
So yes, it is.
Please tell everyone. Thank you.
thank everyone for their effort.
And I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank Frank, you, Midge, and Richard for all the help that you've given us. And we've put together, I think, two or three different letters of introduction, and we are taking specific matters to each of the people that we're meeting with. And we've also decided that we'll be going to all the state legislatures, because this act is going to affect all the way down to the local authorities. And we need to be prepared for that.
Wow, you guys have been busy.
Yes,
you're going to be even busier. Good job.
We're staying up till, you know, just like if we were on Frank's call, 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning. So it's a routine week, but we're all very passionate about why we're here. We're here to end this program, and we're hoping that we're going to open some eyes about the abuse and the detrimental things that have happened in our lives that have broken our families up, have harmed our ability. Our economy is changed. Our livelihood is at stake. People losing their homes. This is really abuse in the most horrendous way. And we're all U.S. citizens. We are not terrorists. We have nothing to do with terrorism.
No. No, you're right. Terrorist watch list is a fraud.
Yes.
So I just want to say thank you to you guys, because, you know, we've done this process going to D.C. before, and it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of stamina. Just getting around D.C., you know, you got to walk a lot. And I'll tell you what, these ladies are strong ladies. And
we have really walked a lot today.
Yeah.
And, we were given the name of the Civil Liberties Union. It's called, I forgot, something CLOT. So we're going to be joining them. There are 39 groups.
Wow.
PCLOB, PCLOB. We're going to get with that group before we leave Washington. Mm-hmm. We know that there are 39 groups that are fighting the FISA process. If you have 39 groups fighting a process that you already know is inappropriate, overreaching, and criminal, and you've got all of these other groups that are saying the same thing, something's got to be done about it.
That's right.
So we were thrilled to find all the additional,
And are they located in D.C., some of these groups?
The PCLOB is here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Susan explain another little bit about that to you. Here's Susan.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi. Are you in Boston, right?
Yes, I am.
Good evening. Good evening. We're down here in D.C. again. We did have a meeting with the representative today. It was very productive. We hit on all of the points, but especially how the surveillance abuse has run rampant, and how it's encompassing. That's the main point, is that terrorist watch list that targeted individuals have been placed on fraudulently, non-consensually, without any kind of recourse, extrajudiciously, no due process, and this is what we've been explaining to the people that we're meeting. But one of the representatives today steered us in a direction to an organization called Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. They can be found at pclob.gov is their address. So we just were introduced to this this agency today, and we're going to be following up with them before we leave Washington. We will be attending the meeting on Wednesday, and at least three more important appointments with other representatives here. We just got to keep hammering away, and this cannot be denied any longer. When you're going into an office now with affidavits from professionals, with patents, and again, Richard Lighthouse, if you're still on, we have downloaded many of his ebooks. We thank you especially for the, it's a wonderful free ebook for whoever's listening who wants some facts, is the brief 34 list of the mind control patents. We do go in with that. The complicity of the intelligence agencies and that map of how that is activated and all-encompassing. We just pretty much let them know what a targeted individual is subjected to with the illegal surveillance, the non-consensual implantation, and that's one thing I can tell you that's going to be our next challenge. I think these representatives are... they are wrapping their head around. They can't deny anymore the FISA abuse. So that is something that is being more and more accepted, is that our privacy has been violated repeatedly with our electronics and communications. What we're seeing now is a little bit of stunned shock and stunned responses from representatives when we tell them about the illegal implantation of microchips.
Okay, folks. We have to call it a night, and I'd like to thank Midge, Susan, and Richard, and good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank M.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.